Thank you for calling XPO. This is Terrell. How can I help you?
How you doing, Terrell? I got a job number for you. My name is Ramon.
All right, Ramon, what's the number?
078 Edwin 1 Frank 3 Catch.
All right, just a second. All right, verify the customer name and address.
The address is 27090 Evergreen Chase Drive, Wesley Chapel, and Warren, Sandra.
All right, and how can I help you with this?
All right, did they pay for to have a stackable? Because I just got a washer and dryer, gas dryer. And they telling me that I have to stack it up.
Hold on. No, I don't see no stacker. It just says appliance relocate, install washing machine, appliance relocate, install gas dryer.
That's it, right? I don't have to stack it?
Yeah.
So that if they want me to stack it, they got to pay you extra, right?
Right.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me speak to the customer.
Okay.
Okay, so how do I do for to charge the customer?
How much were you charging the customer?
I don't know. I have no idea. give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Don't hang up.
Yeah, I won't.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah, I can't get in contact with my boss, so I don't know how much is it. I don't want to overcharge the customer, you know?
Yeah, do you know the SKU number?
Oh, I don't. I don't.
All right, in just a second.
Back in case of anything, or can you find out?
Yeah, just a second.
Hello, ma'am. No, ma'am, I don't say nothing about holding away. Hello? No, I'm with you.
Yeah, just a moment. I'll let you know.
Okay, I got another question. Did they pay for the holdaway?
There's no holdaway on the order.
Okay, that means you didn't pay. I have to leave that to here.
Okay, well, if she paid for that, will you haul it?
Yes.
Okay, right there.
How much is the holdaway for each piece? Like $30, something like that?
I'm not sure, actually. You should have the details.
No, not for the holdaway, because we don't deal with that. Usually they pay for it over there, and it says in the paperwork, holdaway.
Hold on, so they want to pay for the holdaway?
Guess so.
All right.
See.
Okay, the old, they stay in the garage.
Do you in the garage?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then to pay for the stackable, they got to pay for that.
Yeah, how much is that?
I'm just waiting.
Okay.
You're back. This valve is not shutting off. Hello, ma'am?
What?
The right valve is not shutting off. I got the hot water for this one. It's not shutting off.
So,
I got the hot water closed, but I can't shut off the cold water.
Why?
The valve's bad.
You can't put the valve front?
Oh, it won't close, man. Look small. Just pull in it to close it. And when those valves don't shut off, that's so bad. Looks bad.
What about just the little handle?
That's what I was doing, the little handle.
This one here?
Blue handle. Left handle.
That's the
you see this blue? Supposed to go forward like the red one. You see how the red one was?
Yeah.
It won't close.
It won't open. Huh?
It won't close. It's open.
Oh.
So I can't shut off the water.
Is there a tool that you could use?
No.
That doesn't make sense.
Those valves go bad and they go bad.
They haven't had this one for very, very long. I don't know what to tell you. If you don't know a way of closing it, I will just have to. I don't know what to tell you. And I don't know what you would tell you. So it's whatever you can do. Come on.
Ahora esa válvula no cierra. I'm at the trouble, Roger. Right? No, I'm at the trouble, Roger. Right? No. Hello, ma'am. Can you check if the water's off?
The water from the
water. So I shut it off. I want to make sure it's working.
Okay.
You have a towel, man, can I use?
Okay, I need a towel.